You know, I got back early evening last night from my brother's house. He had people over for Father's Day. Had the family over for Father's Day, I should say. And, yeah, there's like a family of raccoons hanging out around my apartment.
Like an entire family?
Yeah, it looked like them. There was like one big one and then like three smaller ones following the big one around. Yeah.
That's so cute.
I thought about running up and getting my camcorder, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I thought maybe they might be violent and not like to be videotaped.
Might start grabbing the camera and go, no pictures!
Well, do you think they go after me? Do they bite? I assume.
Yeah, they probably bite.
And I was really worried about Nichols the cat. Would they kill Nichols?
No, they'd probably just eat any food that was left out for Nichols.
Raccoons don't attack?
I think if they felt threatened and if they had rabies, they would.
When raccoons attack. Yeah, I just like the fact that there are just raccoons just freely wandering the streets of Manhattan. Because I've seen them before, like, driving down, 17th Street? I've seen raccoons several times there, like, diving into a little sewer drain there near Points, like, 17th and Points. You're like, wow, right in the middle of the city, there's some raccoons. Are you allowed to kill a raccoon if you want to? Like, if it's in your parking lot, are you allowed to, like, take a baseball bat and kill it? Is that illegal?
I don't think it's illegal.
Are you sure about that?
But it's mean.
Well, it's a rodent.
So?
I'm not saying I would actually do it, but what if I got the urge and I wanted to beat some raccoons to death with a baseball bat? Is that illegal? Are you allowed to do that? No, I think it might be. I don't think you're allowed to just go around killing rodents like that.
I think you get in trouble with, like, PETA or something.
The Manhattan chapter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
But I don't see why you'd even want to.
Wait, kill some raccoons?
Yeah. They're cute.
They're varmints.
They're cute, though.
If you had raccoons hanging around your house, you'd be like, yeah, I'll coexist with them.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll learn to even love me.
Especially if it had a family.
Well,
you shouldn't kill it.
You kill the younglings first, that way they don't have to see their mom get killed.
Oh my gosh!
What? I mean, you gotta.
So the mom has to watch her babies die?
Pest control.
That's awful.
Well, what? Is it better to kill the mom off first?
It's better to just leave them alone.
You gotta do something with them. You can't just have them, you know, chilling back and doing whatever in your park. That's so creepy, seeing, like, four raccoons walk by. Come on.
You know, I think they're okay as long as it's not in the daytime. Because then they might have rabies. And then I would see, you know.
Oh, they only have rabies during the day?
Aren't they just nocturnal? Because if they...
The sun was still out. This is like 6:30 or 7 o'clock.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was not that late.
They might have rabies, because usually they just sleep, and then if they come out in the daytime...
That means they have rabies?
It's a good chance, because...
What are you basing that on?
Haven't you ever heard that? If you see a skunk out in the daytime, they probably have rabies.
No,
stay away from it.
I've never heard that.
Where have you been?
Whereas if you see a skunk at night, go up and pet it, right?
No. But there's more of a chance because they're crazy, and they don't realize that they're supposed to be asleep or hiding.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're not feeding me misinformation here, because this is, you know, people listen to
not.
This radio show to get accurate information about
pest
control.
I wouldn't leave you astray like that.
So would you kill a skunk?
No.
You wouldn't? What if it was out in the day and had rabies?
I would call someone to come get it.
Call animal control?
Yeah.
Oh. And then you have to go look up the phone number and stuff when a baseball bat's just a car trunk away. Always got to keep a baseball bat in the trunk. You never know when you'll need it.
Stooks, there's no way you would take a baseball bat to a skunk.
Yeah, you're probably right, but maybe a bow and arrow or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But the raccoons, don't worry about them, dude. They're just trying to find their way back to Wendy's.
Is that where they hang?
That's where they hang.
Which Wendy's?
I have no idea, but I see them on the TV all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You guys have a good morning.
Thanks for the call, man.